In this bulletin, United States President Donald Trump says he wants to meet North Korean leader Kim Jong-un again soon. The Australian dollar drops to its lowest level against the US dollar in 10 years, and play gets underway in Australia's fourth and final cricket test against India. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. United States President Donald Trump says he has received a letter from North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and expects to meet him again soon. Mr. Trump and Mr. Kim became the first ever sitting US and North Korean leaders to meet when they held a summit in Singapore last June. There, the pair signed an agreement to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula. Mr. Trump is again hailing the growing relationship between the two nations.
I just got a great letter from Kim Jong-un. They've never written letters like that. This letter is a great letter. We've made a lot of progress with. We've really established a very good relationship. A lot of good things are happening.
United States President Donald Trump says he will keep the country's government in shutdown for as long as it takes to secure funding for a U.S.-Mexico border wall. Whether or not to fund the wall is the issue holding up the passing of government funding budget, which has kept the government closed since December the 22nd. When opposition Democrats gain majority in the House of Representatives tomorrow, they plan to approve a two-part spending package meant to end the shutdown. But its prospects of passage are less likely in the Senate, where Mr. Trump's Republican Party holds the majority. Senate Minority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer is asking Republicans to support the new bills, one of which was proposed by the Senate Majority Leader, Republican Mitch McConnell.
We would urge them respectfully to reconsider and support these bills, which are bipartisan, open up the government as we continue to debate what is the best way to secure our border.
The Australian dollar has dropped to its lowest level in 10 years against the US dollar. The Australian dollar, which was trading just above 70 US cents yesterday, dipped to 67.49 US cents this morning. The last time the Australian dollar was so low was in early 2009. Chinese President Xi Jinping is urging Taiwan to accept it will soon be reunited with China. While Taiwan is self-governed and de facto independent, it has never formally declared independence from the mainland. China considers the island to be a breakaway province. Under the proposed terms of reunification, Taiwan would have the right to run its own affairs, a similar arrangement to what is used in Hong Kong. In a speech marking 40 years since the start of improving ties, Mr. Xi reiterated calls for peaceful unification, but also warned that China reserves the right to use force. But Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen says he will never accept reunification under the terms being offered.
China should not try to make Taiwanese people succumb to them with repression and threats. Negotiations should be done between governments or between organizations accredited by governments. Any political negotiation that has not gone through the Taiwanese people's authorization and supervision shall not be called democratic negotiation. This is Taiwan's stance, and so it is democracy's stance.
To cricket, and play is underway in Sydney in Australia's fourth and final test against India. The visitors have elected to bat first. The test in Sydney is the annual so-called pink test, where spectators dress in pink in support of the McGrath Foundation, which raises funds for breast cancer nurses. The foundation is in honour of the late Jane McGrath, the wife of former Australian cricketer Glenn, who died from complications due to breast cancer in 2008. A draw or win for India in the match will secure its first ever Test series win in Australia. Let's check out the weather for the rest of today. In Perth, a possible shower, 24 degrees. Very hot weather for Adelaide and 41. It's sunny in Melbourne, 28 degrees, much the same in Hobart. In Canberra, a possible shower or storm, 34. It's partly cloudy in Wollongong, 25 degrees, much the same in Sydney and Newcastle, tops of 28 and 30. In Brisbane, a possible shower and 30 degrees. In Cairns, a few showers, also 31. In Darwin, a possible storm and a shower there, 33 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.